If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. And oh, man, what a game we had in Miami. Game six went literally down to the wire, and Derek White saves the day. The Boston Celtics are going back home for a game seven. Improbable to think about it. Down 0-3. It's now 3-3. Have a chance to win in seven games. Unbelievable happens, people. It's amazing. It's incredible. But you know what? We are on our way, baby. We are on our way to rewriting the history books as far as the NBA goes. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I know my partner is literally dying right now. He's chomping at the bit. He's waiting for me to shut the hell up. But I got one more thing to say, and then I'm going to let him take it away. What's going on with my Vegas Knights? They look like they may be doing the same thing the Miami Heat are. So hopefully they can turn it around and the Vegas Knights can close that damn door. But Mike Wilson, my friend, I told you it's all about the journey, my friend. And this is a hell of a journey, bro. So give it up for your Boston Celtics. What do you got to say?
It ain't over till the clock hits 000.
I love it, man. I absolutely love it, which is absolutely true. Crazy happens, people. Unbelievable happens. The unthinkable happens. It's going to happen. We got to take a break. We're going to come back with John Poulter, a professor of sports, and we're going to talk about the hockey. We're going to talk about the baseball, man. It's that time of year. It's great stuff. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you. That's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf coming at you. Tons to talk about in the sports world, obviously. Mike, we will get to the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. I know it's weighing heavy on your mind, but obviously we have some business to take care of before that. We talked to our professor, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we talk hockey. We also talk baseball, and I think we got to start with the hockey. So, good morning, John. How are you? John Polt, are you there?
Yep.
There he is. John, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, thanks, Andy. How about you?
No complaints. You know, I'm living the dream. We're talking sports. We're living in paradise. It's just starting to get pretty hot. So, every now and then, you think you're living in hell, but it's really paradise, I promise you. Speaking of paradise, I was really, really excited about the Vegas Knights because obviously they had their 3-0 lead and things were looking like they had it in cruise control, just like the Florida Panthers on the other side, right, who are sitting there chilling right now waiting for the winner of this. And then all of a sudden, the last two games, the Stars have found some stuff, John. I got to say that it's been a different story. So, you know, I'm just going to compare this to the NBA because we had two teams that were up 3-0, you know, and Boston has fought all the way back to make it 3-3 and have a chance to go home and win this thing. Like, could we be looking at the same exact thing happening for the Dallas Stars and the Vegas Knights? Could we be looking at a series that was once 3-0, now going to be 3-3 potentially, right? And then maybe Heartbreak City once again for the Vegas Knights? I mean, you can't make this stuff up, John. So something's changed for the Dallas Stars over the last couple games.
It has. And, you know, Vegas has had a number of opportunities this postseason to close out series, and they haven't taken advantage of it. And this is the latest episode in that story. I don't know what the issue is. I think we've got two very good teams here, and we've probably got two very competitive teams here that are probably a lot more even than you would think by looking at the points totals over the course of the year. And let's not forget that Dallas, along with Minnesota and Colorado, were involved in that three-way race for the Central Division for most of the last, I'm going to say, 2 months of the season. So Dallas was not a division winner as Vegas was, but this is still an awfully good hockey team. And one of the things that kind of crossed my mind was that, if you remember, very early in Game 4, Dallas captain Jamie Benn took a silly penalty, a dangerous penalty, quite frankly, on his Vegas counterpart, Mark Stone. And he got tossed out of the game. He got a two-game suspension. I'm sort of wondering if this is maybe a positive from a negative, because I'm wondering if Dallas decided that, you know, their leader is not around for two games. He will be back for Game 6. But, I have to sit and wonder if they took this, you know, to use your phrase, next man up mentality, and everybody tried a little bit harder to make up for the fact that their leader was missing, because ironically, he's been gone two games. Those are the two games that the team has won. So I think the pressure is starting to move back onto the Vegas Golden Knights, and that next game is in Dallas, and it's Monday night, and quite frankly, if Dallas does win that game, as well as the normal pressures of Game 7, I think we have the additional pressure of Vegas potentially blowing a 3-0 lead, and that never sits well with any team. I think we all know that.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
We take a look at these playoffs, and let's do a little prognostication here. We got Florida that's into the Stanley Cup final. Like Andy said, they're sitting and chilling around, relaxing, resting up. But what does, if it's Florida and Vegas, what does that series look like? And if it's Florida and Dallas, what does that series look like?
I think they both look awfully exciting, Mike, to be very frank with you. As I said, Dallas and Vegas, there's really not that much to choose between them, and we know how Florida's been playing the last month and a half. I don't think it's going to be an issue whoever they play. Florida has that, you know, we talked about rust versus rest all the time when we talk about playoffs and is it good or is it bad.
Right.
Panthers last played on the 24th of May, last Wednesday. So by the time the Stanley Cup final starts, which will be next Saturday, June the 3rd, they'll have been idle for 10 days. Now, at this time of year, that's good, because if you've got any nagging injuries after an 80-some game schedule and all the travel that they've been through in these playoffs, that's got to help them. But what might hurt them is that what Florida has done, a lot of it has been done on momentum, starting with the Boston series down 3-1, then the Toronto series, then the Carolina series, where they just continued to play as well as they did against the Bruins in those last three games. At what point do you lose that momentum? And I think we kind of talked about this last week, that what Florida is doing, apart from, you know, the obvious talent that the team has and the superb goaltending they're getting from Sergei Bobrovsky, this is a team that has been running on adrenaline, it's been running on momentum, and I just wonder, you know, this is where the coaches play their big part, because we know the talent is there. They have to have that right mix between keeping them active enough, keeping them together enough, but giving them enough rest, and making sure that their minds don't float away from hockey. And I'm going to guess, but at this time of year in Miami, I would think it's pretty easy for your mind to float away from hockey unless you concentrate on it.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey here at the moment. Vegas Knights, Stars, after a victory for the Stars to put this thing to 3-2, now going back to Dallas. Obviously, we're talking about Florida hanging out and just relaxing. You know, I've got a thought about this. You know, you mentioned rest. You mentioned physicality or, you know, one team playing and one team resting. I don't know what the right mix is. I don't know what the exact right balance is. But I do know one thing. When you aren't having that physicality and that game-like atmosphere, It's a struggle, and it's hard to get yourself back into that mode. And like you said, I think that momentum has really been on the side of the Florida Panthers, where right now, this rest, like,
sometimes rest is overrated, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And I think this could be a case where that's really, really the point. They were cruising, right? Like, they were playing so well. And then the only thing that kind of slowed that down is the fact that they were going through teams too quickly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so in a weird way, I'm wondering if them not playing games, like real games, with that real physicality, that intensity, will it take them a game or two to get that back? And I think that's a very legitimate thing that we should be looking for in the first couple games of the Stanley Cup Finals, John, when they do happen.
Yeah, 100% agree. And I think for sure that the first game, Florida is going to have to make sure that they stay in that game for the first period and a half. It's going to be on the road, regardless of whether Vegas or Dallas comes out of the West. Florida will start the series on the road. So they do have an opportunity to travel to the city and get acclimatized a day or two beforehand because, as I say, even if the series ends tomorrow night, the Stanley Cup Final doesn't start till Saturday. So they're going to know where they're going 2 or 3 days before game one. So they've got a chance to travel there, get rested, get into some kind of a routine. I still think that you're going to see the timing issue be a bit of a problem for Florida, and the physicality probably, as you point out, is a bigger issue here because you don't hit guys in practice the same way that you hit guys in games. And Florida has been running on momentum. They've been running on nervous energy now for probably the past 2 months, because let's not forget that Florida was not an easy run into the playoffs. Florida only got into the playoffs on the third last night of the regular season, when surprisingly one of the bottom feeders, Chicago, went into Pittsburgh and beat the Pittsburgh Penguins quite handily. That eliminated Pittsburgh. If Chicago doesn't win that game in Pittsburgh, all of this that we're seeing from Florida doesn't happen, because Florida doesn't qualify for the playoffs. So I think it's very important that they keep this momentum going. On the other hand, what they should look at as a positive is that they won 4 games against the Carolina Hurricanes. They could very easily have lost those 4 games because all 4 were one-goal games, 2 of them were overtime games, and one of the other games was won at 1956 or 1957 of the third period. So essentially that was an overtime game as well. They could have lost those 4 games as easily as they won those 4 games. I think they have to keep that in mind. I think that will help their focus. That's where Paul Maurice and the rest of the coaching staff have to do their job and keep these guys' heads in the game.
Yeah, I think that's well said, John. Good stuff. Just real quickly, I hear the music. Who's the better matchup for the Florida Panthers, Stars or Knights?
I don't think there's much to choose between either of them. I think the TV folks would probably like Vegas because of the market, but Dallas is an awfully good team, and if you've beaten Vegas, you deserve to be in the final.
I agree. All right, we got to take a break. John Poulter, Professor of Sports. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports right now, John Poulter. He comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Talk hockey, we talk baseball. It is that baseball time, so if you miss the hockey, you'll have to check the replay. I believe you can check us out on iHeart. We're podcasting there. Obviously, look us up all over the place, Sports Byline, Sirius XM, TuneIn, many, many places for you to check out the show is what I'm trying to say. Speaking of that, you know, it's a lot of fun to watch the American League East, I got to say, because the Baltimore Orioles are playing much better. They're pushing the Rays. You got the Yankees who I feel like every time I think they figure it out, I feel like they take a step back. You got the Boston Red Sox, and then you got your Toronto Blue Jays, who, for them, it's just a matter of they're playing in a crazy good division. I hate to say it, but that's honestly the truth. And you put them somewhere else, they're probably a better team than they look like in the American League East. The Central is kind of boring because you got Minnesota and Detroit, and it's just not that great a baseball. It's competitive, but it's really not that great a baseball because none of these teams are killing it, and they're only a couple games over 500. I guess that's my point. Maybe one of the biggest surprises is this Texas Ranger team. I saw some stat the other day. I don't exactly know if I have it correct, but it was something along the lines about home runs and teams that hit X amount of home runs at this point of the season, where they are, and the Texas Rangers are really, really high up there. They're in a category with other teams that have been to the World Series over the past 5-7 years or something along those lines. So what they're doing is relatively impressive, but the Houston Astros are starting to knock on that door a little bit, and the Angels are faltering. I don't know if we should be surprised or shocked about that necessarily, because that's kind of what they do. Let's move to the National League, and then I kind of want you. I want both of your guys' analysis of what you think of what I think of the Major League Baseball season thus far. If I have it right, or if I don't have it right, You got the Atlanta Braves who just kind of are in cruise control. That's kind of how I'd put this. I feel like they're in cruise control. You know, all the talk is about the Mets and, like, the Mets are supposed to do this, the Mets are supposed to do that. Well, the Mets are still hanging in second place, and it's not like they're that far behind. But I think another shock and surprise is this Miami Marlins team. Like, how the hell do they keep being competitive? It's crazy to me, but for some reason they're competitive. All right, this is fun because this is where we get to the Milwaukee Brewers. They're leading this division, but I got to tell you what, man. Like, this might be the sorriest division in baseball. It's one of the Centrals. I don't know if it's the American League Central or if it's the National League Central, to be honest with you, where mediocre is like the key word, okay? Teams are barely over 500. That's the Brewers in Pittsburgh. You got the Cardinals, who are all of a sudden moving up this ladder. They've been in the cellar, but all of a sudden they're starting to find themselves a little bit. And then the Reds and the Cubs, enough said. I don't need to spend a lot of time on that. The Dodgers are in first place. I don't think we're shocked about that, but I do think we're seeing some really good positive things from the Arizona Diamondbacks this year. And you want to talk about a team that seems to do more with less, I think that's the Arizona Diamondbacks, because I've been watching it for years and years. The Giants starting to make their move a little bit. They figured things out the last 10 games. And then the Padres, I think we can talk about them kind of like the Angels, where it's just been disaster. You know, you get these big-time ball players and nothing's happening. So I think that I've got baseball kind of that's at least that's my head with what's happening in Major League Baseball right now. John, am I nuts? I mean, we know I'm nuts, but am I nuts as far as what my eyes and what my brain are telling me about what I'm seeing on the baseball field?
No, I think your eyes are not playing. I don't think your eyes are playing tricks on you, Andy. I was looking at, every time I look at the standings, I sort of try to look at trends, because we know that baseball is a game of adjustments. We know it's a long season. And every team is going to have spells where they go 3-7. Every team is going to have spells where they go 9-1 and, 15 out of 20 and so on and so forth. And one of the things that sort of struck me as odd when I looked at the standings this morning and sort of looking at them division by division, you talk about the American League East, and four of the five teams in the American League East are 6-4 in their last 10 games. That tells you how competitive it is, the Blue Jays at 2-8 being the only one that's not. If you look at the American League Central, the one team is 6-4. That's the White Sox, and they have the biggest gap to make up. So everybody else is below 500 in the last 10. In the American League West, you talk about the Texas Rangers, and to me the biggest surprise with the Rangers is that they've done all of this, which is a surprise, but an even bigger surprise is they've done all of this really without a healthy Jacob DeGrom. And you've got to think that with the quality of his history and the amount of money that they threw at him to move to Texas, you have to figure they thought he was going to be a big part of their team. They were banking on him. They've done this, for the most part, without him. They're 8-2 in their last 10. But so are the Houston Astros. So there's two teams that have gone 8-2, and yet the division race has not changed. It's still three games. You go to the National League East, and that's a little bit of a funny division, because the Mets are 7-3. But I got to tell you that the Mets struggle, and the reason the Mets struggle is not only injuries, but they've played the softest schedule so far in the major leagues. Only 43.4% of their games have been against teams that are better than 500. So just how good is this Mets team? If this is the best they can do against lower opposition, when that schedule starts to even out and they start playing the better than 500 teams, I've got to think, unless the Mets pick up their socks in a real hurry, they're going to be in for some trouble. You look at the Central, we won't dwell on your Brewers. They lost 3-7 in their last 10. You might pointed out the Cardinals. Cardinals at 6-4, the only team with a better than 500 record in their last 10 games. And the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks are like the Astros and the Rangers. They're kind of treading water. They're both at 5-5 in their last 10. So, yeah, it's. I think we're at the point now. We're at Memorial Day. We kind of what we see is what we're going to get. I just think somebody needs to go on a big run here in one of those divisions and try and put it away. And quite frankly, none of the leads are insurmountable at this time. I think the biggest lead is 4.5 games, which is the Braves over the Mets. Everything else is within 3 games. I think there's maybe one other division at 4. I guess Baltimore is 4 behind Tampa. But we're starting to see some very competitive baseball. And in some divisions, it's competitive. In some, it's mediocre. But at the end of the day, standings are fairly equal.
You know, John, we mentioned Atlanta, and Atlanta was my pick, I believe, win it all this year. I just think they're one of the best well-rounded teams. But Acuña Jr. is just playing out of his mind right now. He's playing like an MVP. What's led to his resurgence? Is it just having a loaded team, or is he just that good?
I think it's a little bit of both, Mike. He's a big talent, and it's a very good team. And you can't pitch around him because the rest of the team is good. And he's looking like he might be on a pace for a 40-40 season, and it's got to be close to 20 years since the last time we saw that. So the Braves are a very good team, and they've also got a lot of good young players, and those good young players are locked up long-term. So as long as they continue to play at the level they're playing at, this is a team that's going to be around for a long time. And there was an article on the MLB website about 7 or 10 days ago where they rated all 30 of the front offices, and the Atlanta Braves was the number one rated front office. So it's a combination of a number of things.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. I just got this to say in closing. Obviously, we always love talking to you, John, but we're up against it. Let's just take a moment and let's pray for the Oakland Athletics, guys. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but 10 wins through 54 games.
Yeah.
I mean,
on
come
pace
on.
To have the worst
this
record
is,
in history.
Yeah, I mean, let's all have a little bit of a blessing for them, and let's hope they can win a game. They've lost 10 straight. John, as always, we love talking to you. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You betcha. Take care, guys. Stay well.
John Poulter, a professor of sports. We love talking hockey and baseball with him. We chop it up. We absolutely love it. But that's insane. The Oakland A's, man. 10 wins. Come on now. We got to take a break. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at straighttalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Everybody, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf coming at you. Haven't had time to do this yet, but obviously call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. We have avoided that elephant in the room for long enough, man. What a freaking basketball game, dude. Like, come on, man. Unbelievable basketball game, my friend. I told you so many weeks ago, this is all about the journey. This is all about, like, how this is going to go down, man. And I told you to... Right. To like, be prepared for the ups, the downs, the bumps, the bruises. You know, I went through this in 2021 with my Milwaukee Bucks as they had that magical season and that roller coaster ride of emotions for me, which, dude, I can't even imagine the roller coaster of emotions you had, like, at the end of that game, right? You're thinking, okay, we're going to get this thing done, and all of a sudden Miami's scratching and clawing, and they just don't freaking quit, and there's Jimmy freaking Butler once again, right, doing what Jimmy freaking Butler does, and he makes shots, and he makes plays at the end of a game when at the most of the game the dude can't hit the broadside of a barn, and he couldn't hit water if he fell out of a freaking boat, but all of a sudden Jimmy Buckets turns into Jimmy frickin' Buckets, and at the end of the game he's making shots, he's making plays, and you're sitting there going, what the hell is going on? We're gonna frickin' give this game up and we're gonna blow it. And then Derek White saves the damn day, man. Like, dude, but Al Horford, how do you defend that guy the way you defend that guy at the end of the game? Because he's shooting right. Such a shot, so if he makes that shot, more frickin' power to the guy, but don't foul him. And then you do something where you're gonna go and look at the play. Like, that might have been the worst. I'm telling you right now, man, that might have been the worst challenge in the history of basketball to even want to have that thing challenged. So they do challenge it. They wind up, it's not two because they call it two on the floor, but they give him three. What does Jimmy Buckets do? He goes down there and calm, cool as the other side of the pillow, as my man Stuart Scott used to say. God rest him, rest his soul. But holy cow, he was as cool as the other side of the pillow, man. It was absolutely incredible. It was insane. All of a sudden, Miami's winning that game, and there's 3 seconds left. Marcus Smart, the shot goes up. It looks like it's going to go, but it doesn't. But there goes Derek White's hand. And he tips it in with 0.1. Oh my God! Dude, are you okay this morning? Like, seriously, I'm. Did you hear me? I'm still going crazy. I can't even freaking believe what I saw. I'm still amazed. I'm in a daze, man. I'm honestly saying to myself, did I really see what I saw? And you bet I saw what I saw, because I told you, man. It's about the journey, Mike Wilson. And this is one hell of a journey, my friend.
It is one hell of a journey. Every time you have said that to me, Dorf, I'm like, look, I know it's a journey. There's ups and downs. Like, I am fully aware of all that. But there are times, Andy, where I've just been, can we just get a rest stop in here where we just blow them out and just, you know, give my heart a little bit of a break? But you know what? It is a journey, and it ain't over until it's over, right? Right. Yogi Berra. It ain't over until it's over. And, you know, you mentioned Horford's defense of Jimmy. I'm like, what are you doing? All you got to do, just put a hand up. And if he makes it, okay. You got to live with it. He makes a great shot, whatever it is, you know. But you don't, God, Al, and you're 36, 38 years old. You should know better. He reaches in and gets the foul. My son Zach is at the house. He spent the night last night. He graduated high school a few days ago, as you well know.
Yep.
And him and I, the whole game, we're just sitting here and like it's go time, buddy. It's here we go, and we're both up in front of the TV. We have our hands like folded and stuff. We're bent over, just going, come on, guys, come on, boys, and then White comes to the rescue at the end, and we both look at each other like, is that going to count? And then they show the replay, and I'm telling you, Andy, my son and I acted like two little kids. We were fist bumping. We were jumping around. We were yelling. We were like, hell yes. You know, we were having a moment as a father and son that I'll remember for a long time.
Yeah.
But the other thing that you mentioned was that challenge. I was the whole challenge. I was like, oh my God, instead of a two, it is going to be a three. But with that challenge came the additional 0.9 of a second added on to the clock.
Sure.
And so with that 0.9, if there's not that 0.9, I don't think that play happens. Like,
right.
I don't think White does all that. So, you know, people, there's conspiracy theories out and with all that and the time being added and stuff, but it is what it is. Boston, we're going back to Boston. It's game seven. It doesn't get any better than this. I think it's going to be an epic game. My concern is Boston didn't finish that game. They were up by 10 with a few minutes to go, and my son and I were feeling kind of, you know, comfortable. We're like, all right. And then, like you said, Jimmy Buckets does what Jimmy Buckets does, and they get a couple other buckets, contributions from some other guys. And then we're looking at each other like, dear God, we're gonna let this one slip away too. So my concern is Boston getting up by 10, 12 points, you got to finish them. You got to finish the game strong, and they didn't. And then my concern with if you're Miami is how do you recover from a loss like that? That's a gut
sure.
punch. That
sure.
is a gut punch. And so whichever team is going to be making these plays down the stretch and just comes in with all that, you know, kind of swag on Monday night is going to win this game. And that arena in Boston is going to be electric. That's going to be an insane atmosphere in Boston for sure.
All right, so I gotta go through a few things with you. First and foremost,
right.
The Boston Celtics are going to rewrite history, my friend. Okay, so you're hearing it from Andy Dorf on Sports right here on Sunday morning before the game happens. They are going to rewrite history, my friend. Okay, they're getting it done. There were a couple of things that happened in Game 6 that tell me that Miami ain't coming back. And one of them was the block by Al Horford with 7 minutes and about 13
yes.
seconds left.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
that you. That was yeah. okay. That was a game changing play. That one happened, and I'm watching the game with Katie's son Dylan, and I said that right there, that's a game changing play. And quite frankly, look, Miami had chances, don't get me wrong. And obviously,
right.
you know, the Celtics win at the buzzer. Okay, so it was an absolutely insane finish. But I also want to say I think the officiating is bad both ways. Okay, so
yep.
With that being said, I think the finish of that game was fitting. The players determined the outcome. Derek White
right.
made a play with 0.1. Okay. Like, so at the end of the day, the officiating was pretty lousy both ways, but they didn't They didn't make the play at the end of the game to be the final decision maker. It was the players. Right. So that I'm cool with. I'm really cool with that. I got to address this with you because this was being talked about. And again, I thought maybe it was a reaction to what my Milwaukee Bucks have done, where everybody started firing their coaches. And you know what? Everybody was calling for Joe Mazzulla's head, right? Like this guy's now, he's in right. over his head, this, that, and the other. He's not making adjustments. Well, I'll tell you what, he's made adjustments. He's made a lot of them. And the major adjustments he's made is Bam is not getting what he wanted as easily, and Jimmy isn't getting as easily what he wanted. So the bottom line, Mike, is Joe Mazzulla has done a tremendous job, okay? I'm sorry, but all those idiots, all those people,
right.
all the noisemakers that are saying a guy's in over his head, sometimes you got to let a guy sink or swim. And that's
right.
I know I'm getting off the base here, but I'm really not, because I'll bring it back home. That's why I like the Milwaukee Bucks hire of Adrian Griffin. We're getting a new voice. We're getting a new vision from a completely different new guy. Okay, so Joe Mazzulla was with the Celtics. Joe Mazzulla was around that atmosphere. And you know what? For a moment, things went south. Things went bad. They almost looked like my Milwaukee Bucks, for crying out loud, man. And they almost looked worse because they were down 0-3, and they looked like they were right. going to get their asses swept out of the playoffs. So they, dude, somebody turn this around, right? So we give too much credit to the coaches and the players when things are going great, but we also give way too much blame to the coaches and the players when things are right. going bad. Like, guys right. just weren't hitting shots, okay? They weren't doing what they do. They weren't hitting 40% of their threes. There's a lot of different things that were going on for them to not have success. Let's give props where props are due, man. This could have gone really, really bad, and then everybody would have been calling for dude's head once again. Now they're 3-3. They got a shot to win this thing, the most improbable, unthinkable thing we could have thought about when it was 0-3, because nobody's done it before. It can't happen. It won't happen until it does happen. It's going to happen, Mike. It's going to happen on Monday night, and your Boston Celtics are going to be the ones to rewrite that freaking history. So congratulations. I'm talking to you early. I'm giving it to you in advance. Congratulations. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so freaking cool to see. And then are we going to say that Eric Spoelstra got outcoached? Like, that's my whole point here. Like, dude, Eric Spoelstra has done a tremendous job with less, okay? The Boston Celtics have right. the better team. It's just taken them a little while to figure this out. And now that they have, I think that they've become a very dangerous team. So good luck to Miami. Good luck to Boston. But you're going to be the guy who's happy at the end of the day, my friend. So kudos. They're going to the finals back-to-back years.
Well, I'm, you know, the first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. And that's what I've kind of told my son. It's like, let's not get ahead of the everything here. But, we're playing better. We're playing defense. And our defense is leading into offense and easy buckets. And here's the other thing. Boston is moving the ball around the court. They are flipping the ball cross court. They're moving it to the open guy. They're making the defense work, you know, and when you have great ball movement, that's tough to defend. You can't, it's hard to deal with. And that's when Boston is its most dangerous, when it's playing the way it is right now.
I agree. And Marcus Smart has really picked up his level. He wasn't being a smart player a few games ago, but he has definitely picked up his level. We got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson coming at you. And Mike, I just got a quick thought as I was kind of just looking over the numbers here during the break. A lot of minutes being logged by Tatum, Smart, obviously Derek White. Not so bad for Jaylen Brown. And then on the other side, Jimmy Buckets, 47. Caleb Martin, 41. Vincent, 41. Adebayo, 46. Like, dude, I guess my question is this. You know, we talked about it with the hockey situation, right? Is there somebody that maybe has an advantage here? Is it a team that's been playing like this, been logging a ton of minutes, or is it Denver who has had over a week to sit back and chill and relax and not have that physicality? I'm not quite sure. I think Denver will come out slow too, to be honest with you. I think it favors whoever wins this series, to be honest with you. What say you?
No, I go back and forth with that all the time, but having been a coach, but obviously not on the pro level, but you like to keep playing because it keeps you in rhythm and it keeps you just kind of doing the same thing. You have a routine. They've been playing a game every other day. And, you know, Denver is sitting there. Yeah, they're resting up. They're, you know, getting healthier, that whole thing. But I do tend to kind of lean on, you know, if you've been playing, you have that routine, you have that rhythm of playing games every so often and not just sitting around and not doing nothing, because it's hard to simulate game time stuff when you've been sitting around and just practicing, if that makes sense.
It makes a ton of sense. It's called being game ready or tournament tough or tournament ready. Like, that's kind of how I would describe that sort of feeling that you're talking about. I think it's going to be really interesting because these guys are logging a ton of minutes, and obviously it's been a war of a series, and Denver definitely has been able to relax and got through a lot easier than whoever gets through here. We got to take a break. Right. Hour one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. We'll have Ari Wolf join us, play-by-play man. He's all over the map, and we love talking to him about sports. Obviously, Mike, you better be ready to talk some French Open with him because that's right around the corner. Got to take a break. Hour one in the books. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike and Andy, we'll be right back.
News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The House GOP and the White House have come to terms on a deal to raise the debt ceiling.
It took weeks, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made the announcement Saturday night.
We have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
Part of the work remaining includes McCarthy writing out the bill's language. He said what's ahead are, quote, historic reductions in spending without any new taxes or government programs. President Biden said the compromise doesn't make everyone happy, but that's the, quote, responsibility of governing. ABC News reports that it's a two-year budget deal that would separately raise the debt limit for 2 years. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The resolution is adopted.
With a landslide vote in the Texas House of Representatives, lawmakers have impeached the state's attorney general. Ken Paxton is now suspended from office pending a state trial. This after 20 articles of impeachment were filed against him with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. The proceedings come after an investigation into Paxton asking the legislature to approve $3 million in settlement money with former employees who were fired after accusing Paxton of abusing his office. Polls are closing in Turkey, where the results of a presidential runoff election are expected soon. President Erdogan is favored to extend his two-decade rule. He finished first in an election 2 weeks ago, but with less than the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. AAA reports the nationwide average for a gallon of gasoline is just shy of $3.58. That's about a dollar lower than last Memorial Day weekend. With the lower gas prices, over 37 million people taking to the highways this holiday weekend. That's about a 6% increase from last year. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is reportedly planning to launch a presidential bid next week at an event in Fargo. He joins a list of a half dozen Republicans who have declared their candidacy, including three other former or current state governors. Hurricane season is just a few days away. NOAA is predicting a near normal season.
Administrator Dr. Rick Spinrad expects 1 to 4 major hurricanes.
12 to 17 named storms. Of these, 5 to 9 are forecast to become hurricanes.
The upcoming season is expected to be less active due to several factors, including a developing El Nino weather pattern this summer, which can limit hurricane development. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thinking of something to do over the long weekend, the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid is swimming to the top spot at the box office, taking in $38 million on opening day. It's expected to gross up to $130 million over the four-day weekend. New York City is making it illegal to discriminate against someone based on their height and weight.
It shouldn't matter how tall you are or how much you weigh.
Mayor Adams signed legislation aimed at ensuring everyone has the same access to employment, housing, and public accommodations.
It helps level the playing field for all New Yorkers.
The law does provide an exemption for employers.
In cases where an individual's weight or height would prevent them from performing essential requirements of the job.
I'm Natalie Migliori.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson coming at you with tons to talk about, whether it's that crazy Game 6 that happened in Miami, going back to Boston now for an improbable Game 7, the unthinkable, the remarkable, the amazing, unbelievable happens. Boston's going to get it done, and Miami's going to be that first team to choke away a 3-0 lead in the NBA. It hasn't been done in 150 tries, but you know what? Sooner or later, somebody's going to be that somebody, and I think it's going to be this time. And speaking of this time, the Golden Knights, the Vegas Golden Knights, they got themselves in some sort of a jam as well, because you know what? They're now only up 3-2, and we may be talking about history there too in some way, shape, or form. So hopefully not, because I've adopted that team. And this is something crazy that I've been thinking about, Mike. DeAndre Hopkins gets released by the Arizona Cardinals. Are you kidding me? Like, what is going on, bro? Talk to me about that a little bit. That's insanity, right?
Yeah, it looks like the Cardinals are just they're tanking already.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break. On the other side, we'll chop it up a little bit. And then a little after that, Ari Wolf, play-by-play man, we'll talk to him about what's going on in the sports world about 9:25. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you. That's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you. You can get at us. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Yeah, man, lots of craziness going on in the sports world, right? Like, so, the Cardinals cut Hopkins, $22 million dead cap hit because of that, right? Like,
right.
Interesting. Where's a good fit for him? Where do you like him to go?
Well, you know what? Buffalo, I think, would be an interesting fit for him. I also think Cleveland's going to kick the tires on it, even though they don't have a ton of cap room for him because of his relationship with Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. So I think Buffalo, Cleveland, you know, I'm trying to think of another spot. You know what? Maybe the Rams. Rams, you know, could use another receiver next to Cooper. But I think Buffalo would be interesting. Now, would I like that in the division with my Miami Dolphins? Not really. But, you know, as we're talking here, I mean, those would be the places that I think. And then, you know, if you're a Cardinal fan, holy smokes, I mean, this is just turned into a crap show real quick. And Kyler's not coming back anytime soon. So it's right. Like, What is this team going to do to manufacture some wins? Or is it just, hey, with the first pick in the 2024 draft, the Arizona Cardinals, you know, select, I mean, is it that kind of mindset with a fan that you kind of have to look forward to, or what? I don't know what to tell these Cardinals fans because you and I have lived in the Valley for so long. This is almost, you know, what we expect out of the Cardinals because they're somewhat of a dysfunctional organization at the leadership positions within that organization.
Yeah, I don't want to see him go to Kansas City. That's all. I mean, come on, right. Man. Don't do that. don't go and give Patrick Mahomes another unbelievable weapon to deal with. So interesting. Have you been catching any news on my guy Jordan Love with the Green Bay Packers? Because dude, I gotta tell you, it's always funny or interesting, not funny, but interesting when you hear everybody's predictions, like how good teams are going to be, and they put the win total out right there, right? So I think the Packers are at 7 or 7.5. I'm just telling you right now, I think people are sleeping on Jordan Love a little bit. I think dude's going to be a lot better than people think. I think that ultimately the Packers have a guy in that system that they trust. They made this move because they were ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers and put it in a guy's hands that they feel is pretty capable. At least that's my humble opinion. So I think Jordan Love's going to be pleasantly good, and I think people will be pleasantly surprised at how good and how seamless this will be without Aaron Rodgers. I almost feel like people are going to be shocked. Right. That's my thought.
No, I tend to think the same thing as you. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of stuff on this, you know, as opposed to you, who's, you know, you're really, I mean, you're dialed into Wisconsin sports in general with everything because that's where you're from. That's where a lot of your contacts are. And just, you know, you keep track of that stuff. But at the same time, I absolutely agree with you that Green Bay is comfortable with him, that they wouldn't have made this move to draft him if they weren't ready to move on. And let's face it, he's been around Aaron Rodgers and that system and those coaches going, what is this going to be his fourth year, correct? Third or fourth year. And so it's not like they're starting all over with a rookie quarterback or, you know, another quarterback that they brought in with through free agency that has to learn the system. He knows the system. He knows the receivers. He knows the offensive linemen, you know. So I think this is going to go, like you, a little smoother than a lot of people think. And on the flip side of that, I think there's going to be some growing pains for the Jets and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because he's at OTAs, right? Like, he would never do that with the right Green Bay Packers, but all of a sudden he's with new guys and he's doing it when he had new guys last year that he chose to just, you know, blow those guys off.
Right.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind seeing DeAndre Hopkins in a Green Bay Packer uniform. I know it won't happen. Another team that potentially, like, really could get him would be the Chargers. So that would be an interesting dynamic, right? So we'll see if that could happen, because you give Herbert another weapon, that could be dangerous, if you ask me. Here's what's interesting to me, okay? Like, I'm sorry, everybody that's all over the Detroit Lions, remember something. They're the Detroit Lions, okay? Like, I'm just...
Right.
Certain things have a real possibility of repeating themselves. You know, unfortunately, Buffalo's in that same category, right? Like, they had a great team. They had everything right in front of them. They had the unbelievable happen with Hamlin, and sounds like he'll be back out there. But some certain organizations just they're cursed. And I'd put the Cardinals in that category, bro. Like, you know, I mean, come on.
Yep.
Just letting D-Hop go like they did. Whew. It's a head scratcher at best, my friend. It really is. But You know what? You and I both love the NFL. It's almost like a soap opera for guys, right? Like, think about it, dude. Seriously. It's like a soap opera for us. Each week in and week out, we're talking about this guy or that guy being in, out, who can be good, who can be bad. We can talk football every month, every year. Like so at the end of the day, football is awesome. What do you think about Devontae Adams and some of the noise that's being made there? What do you think?
You know what? I don't really think too much of it. I don't think that's going to have really any impact on the Raiders itself. I think what's going to be a bigger impact for the Raiders is Jimmy G going under the knife to repair his foot and maybe not being ready for training camp with a new team. I think that's a bigger concern for me if I'm a Raider fan than Devontae, you know, saying some stuff, you know, giving his opinion, which he is absolutely entitled to do. So I don't make much of, you know, sometimes of these players speaking out because it depends on the player. You know, Devontae's been around. He's done some things in this league. And to say some of the stuff that he's done, okay, he was asked the question. And he answered the question. So what do you want out of these players? Do you want him to kind of skirt the issue? Or do you want him to kind of take it head on? Take it head on. Let people know how you're feeling. There's nothing wrong with speaking your mind. And like I said, the bigger worry for me if I'm a Las Vegas Raider fan is Garoppolo in his surgery, and is he going to be ready in time for training camp?
Speaking of concerns, how concerned are you about Russ Wilson coming off of that disastrous season that he had last year? And how does he turn it around?
Well, he's going to hopefully turn it around, and because they have the brand new coach in there, you know, who's won a Super Bowl, who's been through the wars, who's had some success, and he's gonna have to confront Russ on some of the idiosyncrasies that he has and that it has to change, and he has no problem doing it.
All righty, we got to take a break. I hear that music. On the other side, we'll hook up with American sportscaster Ari Wolf. Obviously, he's all over the place. ESPN, Stadium Networks, Tennis Channel, the Kansas City Chiefs, Pac-12 Network, NBC Sports. Dude's a wealth of knowledge. Can't wait to talk to him about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
And risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways, people. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, I don't know if we have him yet, but we are going to get Ari Wolf on the line, American sportscaster, all over the place, man. ESPN, Sport, Stadium Networks, Tennis Channel, Kansas City Chiefs. He does the preseason for those guys, Pac-12 Networks, NBC Sports. Dude's all over the place. He's also an anchor and a reporter for the NFL Network. So I think we got a guy that's absolutely fantastic to talk to about the sports world. And you know what? He's ready to rock and roll. None other than Ari Wolf joining us now. Ari, good morning. How are you, pal?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great. It's a great time of year. If you love tennis, today's an exciting day, kicking off the second slam of the year. So life's good. What's going on with you fellas?
Hey, you know what? Obviously, I had that on my mind, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you. But like you said, it's just that time. There's just so much going on. And fortunately for us, you're a wealth of knowledge. It doesn't have to just be tennis. It doesn't have to be college football. It could be NFL football. It can be NBA basketball. Dude, so we can talk to you about anything, which is what I love about having you. But since you mentioned the French, I think we got to start there because, quite frankly, something's happening there this year that it's unfortunate. No Rafa Nadal, and he also makes an announcement about his final year, his final season on the Pro Tour. And then the unfortunate thing to me when I look at the draw is you got Alcaraz and you have Joker on the same side. So we're going to see those dudes in the semifinals if they both make it that far instead of seeing them potentially in the final, which to me would be epic, obviously, because you have this young kid who I've heard you talk about this too. I actually listened to that podcast you did a while back with the guy from the Tennis Channel. So good stuff, by the way. But I did hear you guys talking a little bit about, like, you know, the kind of like the changing of the guard type of thing. And Alcaraz is that guy ready to kind of take the mantle, and Joker and Nadal, we kind of feel like they're going to go out like with a fight, obviously, and maybe one more so than the other, but that's completely beside the point. My point is this, man, it's a little sad not to see Rafa playing on the red clay, man. That's all I'm trying to say with that. But talk to me a little bit about the draw. Talk to me about next year. Talk to me about Alcaraz potentially meeting Joker in the semis. Like, a little disappointment. I'm wondering if you have the same thing that I have. So talk to me a little bit about the French.
All right. Well, basically, it sounds like we're going to talk about the state of men's tennis at the moment with Roland Garros being the focus. It's certainly sad that Rafael Nadal is not there. You know, aging as an athlete, sometimes it's just hard as a fan. You know, the excitement, the anticipation of seeing Rafa at Roland Garros, it's become a tradition. So I think, you know, people are sad, but, you know, I think that shows that people really care about Rafa, that the love is deep for him. So, but I try to be an eternal optimist when it comes to sports because I think there's so much negativity in it. I hope for Rafa's sake that he is able to heal and that he's able to come back next year and have a productive season. The challenge will be unlike any challenge he's ever had before because he is likely to be an unseeded player when he comes back, which makes getting through a 128 draw really challenging. You know, you could have some really challenging draws. We'd all like to see players end on their own terms. I think we saw it with Roger. It felt nice at the very end with the Laver Cup, but he certainly didn't leave on his terms. And he could only play doubles in one last match. So I am concerned about Rafa's health and whether he'll be able to come back and have the farewell season. I certainly wish him well and hope it can happen. But, you know, the optimist in me, Carlos Alcaraz, as the face of men's tennis, is a beautiful thing. He has a joy in his game I've never seen before. I think he attracts younger fans in a way that maybe the big three didn't because it's just a new generation kind of talent. I've never seen somebody look like they're having that much fun on a tennis court, even in the heat of battle. So I think he's a wonderful thing for tennis. And let me be quite clear, Novak is far from done. So it's not like the big three are just going to fade away. I think Novak wants to establish records that he will believe are untouchable. So could he leave with 26, 27 slams? I think he's way, way far away from leaving. But this is a big caveat. Will he lose some of his inner drive because there's no Rafa and no Roger, right? It will be different. It's hard to create a rivalry with a 20-year-old guy who you've only played once. And they're obviously not going to have a lot of years playing at the same level. So I think it's going to be very hard for Novak to maintain his motivation. But I think that, you know, them playing in the semifinals, I think that is a bummer, but you only have one guy to blame for that. I mean, nobody thought Medvedev would win in Rome. So with him winning in Rome, he jumped up to two. I was definitely disappointed. I love Medvedev. I just didn't see it happening, you know, him getting 1,000 ranking points and moving into two. But I think the draw is fascinating. I think the bottom half of the draw, there's some real opportunity for guys to make a run. The top half of the draw is brutal. But I'm excited. It's a great time of year. I'll be on the World Feed coverage for Roland Garros. I think this is my fourth time doing it. So it's just special to be a part of one of the slams. I think there are great storylines to follow. Rafa will be missed, but I think that it's going to be a great tournament. I have Alcaraz winning the tournament. I think he beats Djokovic if Djokovic is there. And we'll see who emerges. I think Holger Rune is the guy to keep a close eye on at this year's Roland Garros.
Great stuff. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, look, that's the voice of American sportscaster Ari Wolf. I like to call him the jack of all trades because he talks tennis, he talks Pac-12 football, NFL football, you name it, he does it. Ari, what is... You know, Nadal's not there. What's his legacy going to be? And I'm with you. I really hope he can heal and come back and kind of have the farewell tour that he so richly deserves. What is his legacy going to be in the world of tennis?
Well, I think it's fair to say he'll be the king of clay for the rest of our lives. I mean, no one's going to get 14 Roland Garros titles. So I think that will stand apart as his greatest legacy. That king of clay, I mean, that is trademark. That is him. He is that guy. And I think that alongside Roger Federer, they have been ambassadors for the sport of tennis unlike we've ever seen before, where both of them are so beloved globally. I think their legacy lasts on and on. And, you know, the Rafael Nadal Academy will have an ongoing legacy. I mean, Casper Ruud has trained there. Lots of pros train there. There's even a Rafael Nadal Academy adult camp coming to Los Angeles this summer. So the brand of Rafael Nadal and his influence on tennis, I think, will continue to be there. I think that right below Roger, one of the most beloved athletes of our generation, and I think that he will stay close to the sport. I think he will stay engaged. My my most beautiful moment that I think can still happen was raised the other day by Carlos Alcaraz, and that would be next summer at the Olympics to see Rafael Nadal representing Spain one more time and perhaps maybe winning a gold medal in doubles alongside Carlos Alcaraz. That, to me, would be like the icing on the cake, if that could be the final moment of greatness for Nadal to be alongside the next generation Spanish champion representing his country, because Nadal's had way more Olympic success than Djokovic or Federer. So yeah. I don't know. I think the Olympics could be a beautiful crowning moment if he's healthy and can play. And look, the doubles would be a little easier physically on him than the singles. So I think his legacy is going to be a beautiful thing. I look forward to his influence staying in the game. And, you know, as a role model to a sport and any athlete, that guy gives the best effort every ball in practice, every ball on court, in a way some of the other great champions can't even compare. So I think his work ethic, the way he treats people, I hope that there are young people who, whatever sport they're in, treat the game with the same level of respect that Rafael Nadal has always treated his competitors and the sport of tennis.
Extremely well said. That is the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. We're obviously talking Roland Garros. We're talking Rafi Nadal, potentially, obviously with his last year, just what his legacy will be. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you talked about the Olympics, to be honest with you, because that was something that he took a lot of pride in, where others necessarily didn't take the pride in. And I actually really like your line of thought with that, as to that would be the way for him to go out. That would be extremely special. It's almost like him handing over, you know, like his racket, you know, per se, or the changing of the guard and just saying, listen, Carlos, take it from here, my friend. And like you said, show everybody that this unbelievable brand of tennis that you have, and this new style that nobody's really has seen. So I agree with you on that. I think that speaks volumes. Real quickly, we're up against a break. Touch on the women's side. Who should we be watching for? Is there any Americans? Coco Gauff? Like, who can take this?
Well, I'm concerned about the very top of women's tennis on the American side. I think Jessie Pegula and Coco Gauff were both getting very close to getting to where you thought they could win a slam. I think that they've regressed slightly. And I say that, you know, cautionary. Coco's only 18, but her forehand has become a real liability. So she did make the finals here last year. I think that if the draw goes well for her, she could make an okay run, but I just don't see it happening this year for Coco or Jessie. I think Iga is still the favorite. I think with the speed of the court, she's going to be tough to beat, but Elena Rybakina and Aryna Sabalenka are nipping at her heels. They are coming on strong. They are bigger. They are stronger. But whether or not they can beat her on a slow clay court in Paris, that remains to be seen.
All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back with American sportscaster Ari Wolf on the other side. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug. Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline
airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Everybody, welcome back in, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. We're continuing our conversation with American sportscaster Ari Wolf. Again, you can check him out all over the place, whether it would be ESPN, Stadium Network, TC, Tennis Channel, Kansas City Chiefs, Pac-12 Network, NBC Sports. Dude's all over the place. He's also part of the NFL Network as an anchor and a reporter, and that's where we're going next, Ari, because NFL is king of everything. We can talk it 12 months a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You get what I'm saying. And I got to start this out right here in Arizona, because Mike and I were trying to scratch our heads and figure this out, and the only thing we could come up with is obviously tanking. The Arizona Cardinals release DeAndre Hopkins, and they take that $22+ million salary cap hit. I mean, explain this to us, please.
I will explain it to you. To me, it's a move to establish a new culture in that building. It's an organization that's been dysfunctional now for decades. I think that it's an organization that frankly has their hands tied because they've invested so much money in a quarterback who lacks leadership skills. Kyler Murray cannot be a face of a franchise because he doesn't have the ability to lead other people. Now, will a new coaching staff and a new culture change him? I think you can maybe slightly modify him, but clearly there's something going on in that locker room. The new head coach, Jonathan Gannon, and the organization believe that it needs a dramatic change. And I think it tells you a lot that they weren't able to make a trade for DeAndre Hopkins, because sometimes we just see the talent, but you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And having been in almost, you know, every facility in the NFL, and I've been to the Cardinals a lot of times, it doesn't have the culture of a winning culture where they're, you know, we don't look to Arizona for role models, both on the field or off the field. So I think it's a move to change the culture. I'm not going to spin it that they're trying to tank the season, but look, we all know that Caleb Williams is going to be the number one pick. He has all the leadership skills any franchise would want. He's already Jalen Hurts-like, and he's still in college. His game is ahead of where Jalen Hurts was at the same time. Everybody wants Caleb Williams. But I think for me or anyone else working in the NFL, until I see the product on the field for Arizona, I think we got to reserve judgment on whether or not they're going to try to tank to get him. It will not be the only team who, at least in the back of their minds, depending on how the season goes, will be making decisions eyeing that number one pick in next year's draft. But then you've got the huge question is, what would you do with Kyler Murray if you're able to draft Caleb Williams? You talk about some more dead money and some more cap hits. So there's a lot of things that can happen. Yeah. Maybe Jonathan Gannon will work. Maybe the culture will change. Maybe they surprise some people and win a bunch more games, in which case they'll never end up being in a tanking situation. So it's still too early, I think, to prejudge. But I do believe the Hopkins thing is more about changing the culture and believing they need a different leadership in that locker room.
You know, Ari, before you came on, you know, like Andy said, we were talking about all this. And that was my thought with Kyler, is like there's just something going on with him that just doesn't click, I guess, and the tanking. But then we also talked about Jordan Love up there in Green Bay, and that we both think that this is going to go a little bit more smoothly than people think. What are your thoughts with Jordan Love taking over in Green Bay?
Well, part of what's going to happen there is you had a culture that just revolved around your quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. And while he is one of the great players, not only of his generation, I consider him a top five quarterback all time. There's a lot of baggage that came with it. And I think that there was some, you know, some feelings that couldn't be repaired in that organization as a result of the way Aaron Rodgers handled the last few off seasons. I think having Jordan Love in there, a guy who I covered a lot of his games in the Mountain West at Utah State, he's got great leadership skills that, you know, have been in the background because no one's going to take the limelight from Aaron Rodgers. So I think it's just going to be an easier place to play. I think there'll be less of the negative media attention and following all the soap operas with Aaron Rodgers. Sort of, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a strange cat. I mean, he loves to act like he's the smartest guy in the room all the time. And then sometimes he does stuff and you're like, that's not what a smart person would do. So I think Jordan Love, they've got a clean slate. It's a roster that has talent. I think the NFC is down. I think most of the talent in the league is in the AFC. So I think that, you know, a playoff run is possible for Jordan Love. And if the player that I saw and the way he handled his teammates at Utah State is the guy who emerges as a leader in Green Bay, I think they're in good shape. I don't think the quarterback position is necessarily going to be their ticket to the playoffs, but it's not going to be a liability. He doesn't have the arm talent of Aaron Rodgers, and not many guys do, but I think he'll be an effective leader. I think you're just going to have a culture in your organization that's just less of day-to-day drama. And I think if they get off to a good start, it could really go well for the Packers. And again, the NFC is sort of wide open. I think there's the Eagles and then everybody else. Well, let me get the Eagles and the 49ers. And then I think there are a bunch of good teams. We're going to have to see who becomes a great team going into next year. But I like Jordan Love. And look, you can't argue with the Packers' track record at quarterback, right? They traded for Brett Favre. He's a Hall of Famer. They picked Aaron Rodgers. He's a Hall of Famer. I think if you have any doubt, you got to say, hey, look, they know what they're doing. They've made the right decision in the past, and that Jordan Love is the right guy at the right time for them coming up this season.
That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You know, we're talking about culture, okay? Like, that I think that's... that's a pretty good theme when you're talking about winning and losing, because it's a certain culture that you have. And I think you nailed the Arizona Cardinals. Like, that's exactly what our perspective is on them. And obviously we're closer to it than you, because we both live in the Valley of the Sun. But at the end of the day, I think culture is a huge thing. And where the hell are people coming up with this thing about the Detroit Lions being all of a sudden the NFL's sweetheart? Because we're talking about culture. And again, there's two teams, like Buffalo and Detroit, okay? You know, Buffalo can be as great as they are, but then something bad is going to happen to them, and they're going to lose football games. I almost feel like it's very similar with Detroit. So my point is, Ari, do it before you guys start talking about how great somebody is going to be when they haven't done it before. Are people like speeding on Detroit right now and thinking that all of a sudden they found something with Jared Goff that they really didn't find? Yes or no?
I'm not as sold that Detroit is going to be, you know, a powerhouse in the NFC. I think that they're much better than they've been. I think it's a terrific story. I think what they've done there is a great example to teams around the league that you can kind of take a different path to become a competitive football team. But, you know, they're not going to sneak up on anybody anymore. And while Jared Goff had success with the Rams and at times looked good, I still don't believe that he is a franchise quarterback. I think he's good enough to get you to the playoffs, but you know, I don't see greatness for Jared Goff. But I like the Detroit story. I like the vibe, and it is. The culture is so big in everything, right? We're talking college football. You look at Alabama, it's culture. It's all process-driven. You look at the great franchises in the NBA, you look at Miami. Look at their culture. Look at the way they've taken all these undrafted guys and molded them in to a championship caliber team. I'm as big a believer in culture as you'll ever find, because I've been around enough coaches that always will tell me you take character over talent all day, every day. And finding that balance, guys, finding the balance of finding the guy who's truly got character but enough talent against a guy who maybe has great talent but doesn't have the character traits that's going to improve the culture of your team, I'm telling you, it's the most underrated thing in sports is culture in particular organizations. I mean, look at the Cowboys. They're dysfunctional. They don't have the culture. And that's why everyone expects every year we want to talk about the Cowboys all day, every day. But look, they're not a serious Super Bowl contender right now. No matter how much everybody talks about them, how much they're featured on NFL Network, I don't think the culture there is very good, because I don't think Jerry Jones has the capacity to run his team without his own ego involved. So
good
culture
point.
To me, if you want to just have a roundtable conversation about sports in general, every sport, culture really matters to me, because it creates an environment where greatness can happen if everybody's in it together. So you look at an organization where the guy's selling tickets, the guy's cleaning the uniforms, the guy's, you know, sodding the field, if everybody feels a part of it, and I've never seen it done anywhere better than with the Kansas City Chiefs, where they've got every single person in that organization all in. Everybody's working for the benefit of everybody else. And that's why they win in Kansas City. They have great ownership, an incredible president, great GM, and a great head coach. And that's the spine of an organization. If you've got a great spine, you can build around that. But culture is everything. It's a topic I'd be happy to talk about all day, every day. Because to me, culture sets the tone for success.
All right, so I got something, because you're making me think about it, before Mike asks you his final question, because it makes sense to ask you this right here and now since we're talking about this. Is DeAndre Hopkins a perfect fit to go play with your guy Patrick Mahomes and help him win another Super Bowl then?
Well, he could be if he's willing to take the right amount of money. The one thing that I think you can do in places with great culture is you can bring in a guy with iffy character, and he's got to blend in because the culture of the team is so big that you can have, you know, an outlier. So they've had success. Look, they took Josh Gordon, and they got something out of it. Andy Reid is a big believer in second chances. I mean, he took Michael Vick when no one would touch him, right? So whether or not they can work it out cap-wise, and look, they'll do their due diligence. Brett Veach, their GM, and their organization, they'll do their due diligence. And if they think it's a good fit, they will not be scared to make a move, because somebody's going to get him at a discount, right? No one's going to pay him the kind of money that Arizona was going to pay him. So if you're Kansas City, I think it's something to strongly consider, but I think they know enough people around the league that have worked with him to know whether or not he could come there and fit in. But if there's an organization that could absorb him and have it work out, I think Kansas City would be one of two or three teams where he'd be a good fit.
All right, final question, Mike. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, hey, Ari, just give me your thoughts on that crazy ending against Boston and Miami last night.
Right, one of the greatest finishes to an NBA game I've ever seen. I mean, to watch Jimmy Butler struggle the way he did, but then in the end, it seemed like he did just enough to push the Heat across the finish line. And one thing about the play at the end, upon first glance, I thought, that's a pretty terrible shot for Marcus Smart to take. When you have 3 seconds in the NBA, you can get a better shot than a fadeaway contested three. But the fact that he got it up so quickly, and you saw it wasn't Tatum was there too, right? It wasn't just Derek White.
Right.
So their clear plan was get something up there as fast as possible, and then we're going to go up and clean it up. So I think it was actually great coaching that they got the shot up quickly. I think it's devastating for Miami, and I feel like almost everybody that I've talked to in just a few hours since the game ended are all predicting a Game 7 blowout, because that's the cliche that happens, right? You miss this opportunity at home. But I'm just going to say that I still believe in Jimmy Butler, and I still think that he's capable of leading this team. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a contested game. And, guys, the pressure now is actually on Boston. They're supposed to win. So yeah. I think the dynamics of this series are far from done, but it's been great for the NBA. I mean, it was must-see TV last night. I mean, I was emotional about it, and I wasn't even, invested in either team. It was just a great NBA basketball game with so much drama, and I think it's going to be a great Game 7. Look, I'm originally from Philly, though I am a product of Madison, Wisconsin. I never want the Celtics to win, so a part of me is biased. I'd like to see Jimmy Butler go up there and get the win. Cause if you're a Sixer fan or a Bucks fan, you can never, ever root for the Celtics, right? I mean, they're the arch enemy of every Eastern Conference team. So I'm rooting for Jimmy Butler to shock the world and get the win. And I think a Miami-Utah series or even a Utah-Boston series is going to be good, but not Utah, pardon me, Denver.
Yeah.
I think Denver plays a brand of basketball that I just love to watch. They share the basketball. Their star is just acts like a regular guy, right? You know, I love my Sixers, but our leadership with Embiid and Harden, come on. I mean, they wilted in the biggest moments. Jokic has been wilting under any pressure. And that Jamal Murray, I think a lot of the country is just waking up to how good he is. Whoever comes out of the East, I think the Nuggets win the title.
Hey, good stuff, Ari. We love you, man. I love talking sports with you, brother. And now that I know we can talk NBA hoops with you, look out, people, because that's must-see TV, but you're must-hear radio, bro. So appreciate you so much.
Well, guys, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I hope the Memorial Day weekend treats you well, and I look forward to another chat in the near future.
Absolutely. Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. Dude is all over the place, and he's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to sports. We love the guy. Take a break real quick. Parting shots are coming. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Real quickly, got to thank John Poulter and Ari Wolf for joining us today. We talk hockey and baseball with John. We talk everything with Ari Wolf, who's an American sportscaster. Mike, parting shot time. It's real quick, brother. You're up.
Hey, parting shot goes out to my son, high school graduate, never been happier in his life. Shout out to Zach Wilson.
All right, my shout-out is to your Boston Celtics. You got to complete the job, man. 150 times it's never been done. I say it gets done on Monday night. Boston wins 4-3 in dramatic fashion. For Mike Wilson, for Robert on the other side, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.